You can even get wired up coming to church, amen. Somebody will appreciate that, amen.
Yeah.
Some folks, they get too uptight about everything, you know. They let little things like that bother them, and that's why they don't get wired up, amen.
Yeah.
That's why they just sit and stew, amen. Sit and sour, amen. Instead of glory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
I sure am thankful that I'm here in this meeting, amen.
Amen.
I've already enjoyed myself. The Lord has already spoke to my heart, and
amen.
There's already been great things happen as far as I am concerned, amen. And
amen.
So I'm thankful for what the Lord has done, but I hope He ain't through, amen.
Right.
I know that, amen, Brother Joey, he loves me so much, he put an extra step and a handrail in there for me so I can get up and down a little more safer, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I remember the time when I would have laughed at that, but we don't live in those days anymore.
Yeah.
And but I appreciate being able to do what I'm able to do.
Amen.
Matthew in chapter number 15 tonight. Enjoyed listening to the young men preach, and I enjoyed listening to the older men preach. What Brother Danny preached this morning, I told him, I said, I don't know what year, but you preached that at East River, those same principles and precepts out of the same chapter. Naturally, the illustrations were different. And he looked at his book and he said, I preached that in 1987.
Mm.
That was over there in the time period when he said that he was in the 7 years of tribulation. And it didn't look like that there was any fruit from it. But there was a knothead that had that tape, amen, and God spoke to him through that tape probably about 11 years after that, probably about 98. And the Lord said that His word would never return unto Him void. And sometimes we go by our sight instead of by our faith, knowing that He's right, amen.
Yeah.
No matter what we see,
yeah,
no matter what
amen.
We perceive out of it, the Lord is faithful and He is just and He is tried and true.
Yeah. Amen.
And we know that He never fails because His book tells us that charity never faileth. And God is charity. God is love. He don't fail. And so I'm thankful, amen, because it brought all those memories back because it helped put some things in order doctrinally for me at a time when I needed it, amen, because I was hearing a lot of conflicting messages, amen. And there's still a lot of conflicting messages out there today, amen. And I don't know why they want to conflict with the Scripture and just let God be God and say what He says.
Right.
Receive it, amen, and move on. Whether anybody else likes it or not, really don't matter.
Amen.
And we live in a day to where we worry about, especially in independent Baptist churches, where we do have the truth, amen, and we do know that the Bible is the Word of God and we have all that down. We worry about a lot of dotted I's and crossed T's. And forget, even when you have the truth, you need that spirit of truth. You got to have God working. You got to have a work of God to go along with it. That spirit of truth will testify to you and line you out on the veracity of those scriptures and the place that you need to go. But sometimes we get so technical, we forget that God is still a God of miracles. And it's a miracle any of us are here tonight,
amen,
to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Who in the world would have thought that a motley crew such as us could gather together tonight, amen, and to worship one with another in spirit and truth unto the Lord. And He still seeketh such to do that. It's a diverse group in here tonight. Look at all the backgrounds. Where everybody came from. All the different testimonies. All the different experiences that we have had. None of us believe exactly like the other. But yet, we are able to put aside our pride and to come in here and to worship and let God do a work in our heart. Amen. And that's not easy to do, amen, for folk, amen, even those who say that they don't have no pride. They may have more than anybody else. Because I'm right and everybody else is wrong. Amen. And I see it like this. That's how we think, isn't it? Amen. And I tell you, we just need to see Him like He is.
Amen.
And look under the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen.
Amen.
And so, we'll be in the book of Matthew in chapter number 15 tonight. Little simple story in here in the Bible. Some I call it a story because for most people that's all it is a story. It's not an account of how did Jesus work in somebody's life. For most folks, it's just a Bible story. Especially, it seems, as though those who were raised in the midst of good Bible preaching, it's still just a Bible story to most of them. You say, why is that, preacher? Because something like this has never occurred in their lives.
Right.
So therefore, they think that was, you know, that makes it easy to be a dispensationalist when it's like that, amen. And everybody knows if they read the Bible, the dispensations are definitely different, but God ain't different.
Right.
He's still the same.
Right.
He still works the same, amen.
Right.
Are we going to believe Him, or are we going to believe all the other things that gets thrown at us? So here the Bible says this in verse number 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Yes.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Danny, would you pray for us, please?
Our Father, I'm glad tonight that the blessings of God are not dictated by man.
Yes.
But Lord, you have a blessing for everybody that will believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you for this illustration of that in the Bible. And I pray tonight if there be one in this service tonight that thinks somehow they've been bypassed by the blessings of God, I pray, Lord, you just reel them in tonight and let them know
yes.
you got a blessing for them.
Yes.
Yes.
May, Father, you open that heart. And, Father, may they have faith in God and faith in the Word of God. And, Father, trust in the people of God and the house of God.
Yes.
Lord, may old-time faith come back
yes.
in our country in this day and time.
Yes.
Lord, everything else is at work to destroy our nation. And Father, it was built by men of faith.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord, you'd raise up another generation that would just believe God no matter what the educated say, no matter what the religious say, no matter what the politicians say. Lord, they'd look in their Bible and just believe God. And I pray you'd touch Brother Terrell as he preaches tonight.
Amen.
Pray you'd anoint him with the Holy Ghost and give him liberty. Give him the thoughts and help him to be clear-minded and unctionized from glory. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we find a lot of truth in one little old account. How did the Lord Jesus, amen, went to a place that nobody thought he would go and helped a lady that nobody thought he would help?
All right.
Nobody believed all that. That, as far as the best I can tell, that was his first venture outside of Israel. That was the time that he physically reached out, amen, to the Gentile, to the one, amen, who everybody believed was undeserving of the love of God, of the grace of God, of the salvation of God, of the hope that can be found in Him. Amen. And we live in a time like that. We don't like to say that, but there's a lot of times that we view folk, amen, as hopeless folk, as helpless folk, as folk that God ain't going to do nothing in their life. There ain't no way that Jesus would reach out into the place where they are and come to where they are and give them a chance, amen, to see Him and to worship Him and to receive help from Him, amen, in their time of need. I tell you, it don't matter what church you walk into, what town that you walk into, what home that you walk into, there are hurting people everywhere that we go. They're broken and they're busted and they don't know what to do, amen, about the things that's happening within their own families, amen, much less everywhere else. And I tell you, we think it a strange thing, amen, that we have trouble in our household because we've had the thought implanted in us. I know because I've been told this folk that went to church all their life said, well, if I just do right and follow the Lord, then I'm not going to have these kind of problems in my home where I have a child that is grievously vexed with the devil. But you know, amen, that it happens all the time, amen. That there's folk, amen, that have done right and tried to do their best, amen, and had their children in the right place, and yet somehow or another they end up with someone who is grievously vexed with the devil, amen. And when it gets like that, you seem like you're all alone. Amen. You seem like you ain't got no hope and no help from nowhere. Amen. And all of a sudden, for this woman, amen, Jesus came to the land where she was. Jesus came within her reach. We find He didn't come to the exact spot that she was in, but He came and He placed Himself within her reach. Amen. A lot of folks say, well, you know, amen, you can't do nothing unless God, amen, enables you and do all that stuff. Hey, I know that. You can't breathe without the help of God. Your heart ain't going to pump without the help of God. I know that. We all know that. Amen. But when it comes down to a work of God, a miracle like this in our lives, we get to thinking it can't happen. Amen. Because, you know, only God can make us like that. Only God can cause us to do stuff like that. Well, it may be so, but I've noticed all throughout this book that the Lord always puts it in the hands of the person that needs help to do what they need to do to get the help or not do what they need to do to get the help. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. It's up to us somehow or another to come. We can talk about Him putting the unction in us. We can talk about Him making us do it. But my friend, you're going to be involved in that work. You're going to have to participate in that thing. You're going to have to decide what you're going to do, amen, when Jesus shows up in the coast of your land, amen. You're either going to remain where you're at, or you're going to come to where He is, amen. He makes it possible, but every way I see it in the book, even Him making it possible, it's still left up to us what we're going to do with that, amen. Just like this building right here. They've been praying for a church, amen. I don't remember how long Brother Joy on that, but you've been praying for a building to meet in, a place to put down and to build a local New Testament church, amen. Had to have a place to where you could call home on this side of glory, amen. And all that, and the Lord put this within reach, but my friend, it took some participation, amen, in the plan of God from people, amen, in order to do that, amen. Just because it was placed there and just because it was in there did not automatically mean that they were going to receive that, but it took participation, amen, to get that, amen. I think I look at all the work, and I know Brother Joy talks about a lot of times, look at all that God has done. Yeah, but what He does, amen, it wasn't a lightning bolt sit down from heaven that caused all this, but it was participation of people and the work of God. I remember when He called me to come over here and to preach the first night that the building was open and there was some electricity, amen. It looked a little different than it does tonight. And it was not a lightning bolt that transformed the looks of it and transformed the comforts of it. But it was rather, amen, the power of God through people, amen, to participate in His work. The labor, amen, come through people. And yet, we can't relate that because that's too simple. We try to make things complicated, and then Brother Joy, I got an excuse, amen. Well, you know, I would do that, but you know, I just can't do that because I fill in the blank. This lady already knew who she was. She already knew the heritage that she had. She knew that she was of a mixed race, and she knew that she was the wrong gender, amen, to be coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. She already knew that. But my friend, she knew some other things too. When Jesus showed up, she knew that was her only hope of her life being saved. So how do you know that, Brother Terrell? Because she throwed aside all of her inhibitions, all of her pride, amen, all of the things that we worry about in order to come to Jesus in public in front of everybody, amen. I tell you, Jesus does great things in private. But my friends, there's some things He won't do in private. He's going to do them in public. Amen. And if you're going to get it, you're going to have to get it in public. Amen. I know I don't like the publicity. Amen. I still can't believe I'm behind this sacred desk tonight because I don't like being in the public. Amen. That's not my nature. It's not my thought. Amen. I'm just a regular guy and I'd rather be in the background. Amen. Attending to stuff. I never wanted to be out front. I never wanted to be the one that God had touched in public. That strange thing would happen where every eye is focused upon me. Amen. I didn't even like people watching me work. Amen. When I worked, if somebody was hanging around watching me, if it wasn't because they wanted to learn the trade, I'd run them off. You might not be like that, but I am. And so I understand it takes a work, amen, of God and a desperate need and someone to throw aside what they like in order to come and get what they need. Amen. And Jesus wanted all folk to know He had help for those who would come unto Him. And He would in no wise cast out any that came unto Him. And the only way to see that in reality is to see somebody get it, amen, that we think, amen, get kicked out of there.
Right.
If we think that the barricade would be up and they couldn't get in, amen, because they didn't meet all of our criteria.
Right.
And everybody's got criteria.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Everybody. Those folks that say that they don't believe in the standards, amen, they got standards.
Right.
How do I know that? Because I walked into their church just like this right here. and I've had a wherefore and a what to. Give it unto me because I walk in there like this. Because their standard is not this. I didn't look like them. And so they didn't like that. You can get in trouble for dressing like this in some places because their standard is different. Mine's the same all the time. And I'm not trying to make anybody on my standard. But my friend, what I'm trying to say is, we all have a criteria.
Right.
Say, wait, I know. Preacher, God ain't interested in those dudes in the suit and the tie, all stuffy, amen. You can look all through the book and say, he wouldn't help them. I said, well, I found out this. I found out he loved them enough, he preached more to the Pharisee than he did anybody else while he was on this earth. What about that? That means he cared a whole lot, amen. He wasn't worried about it. He didn't preach to them about their clothes. He preached to them about their heart.
Right.
For me to dress like this, anybody that knows me, they say, Lord, how did that happen? How did that happen? I'm sitting there thinking the same thing, man. I didn't wear ice cream clothes for nothing. Amen. It always bothered me to have to put them on to go to a funeral, but I would because even lost, I still respected people.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be right for people, amen. And so I'd put them ice cream clothes on and go, amen. You can tell I made fun of them or I wouldn't call them ice cream clothes.
Yeah.
That means you can't work in them, amen. They ain't work nothing, but hey, they're my work clothes now.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen. Right. I feel at home in them. Now, I'm mad because I can't wear my boots.
Right.
I can't pull them things on and get them back off no more without it being pretty excruciating. I don't feel right. That's my equipment. I don't understand that. It makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, right.
But still that way. Yeah. And I ain't been able to wear them in a couple of years, and I still ain't got used to it. And that's just me. But this lady had to put all the things that she is comfortable with in order to come to Jesus. And when she came, she knew more about Jesus than most of the folk that had been following him. She knew, amen, who he was exactly. I want to read it, make sure I get it right. Because sometimes I quote things wrong. She cried unto him saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. She knew, number one, he was the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, most folks don't know that today.
Right.
They hear it, but they don't know it. Oh, Lord. I actually knew, number two, that she was in need of mercy from him. Have mercy on me. Number three, she wanted to verify that she knew he is a Jew. Thou son of David. You know, that makes folks mad in places you wouldn't think it'd make them mad. To remind them that salvation is of the Jews. That Jesus is a Jew. It bothers them. Amen. It brings out things that they don't want to deal with. Amen. I didn't know all that till I seen it. When I seen them tempers flare up and them veins bulge out on the neck, they might not say anything out loud. But you can tell when you find a sore spot on somebody. Amen. You can tell when you get a hold of them. Thou son of David. She acknowledged something that's hard. We think he's an American.
Right.
Pictures is drawn of him as an American.
Right.
He knows. Thou son of David. She knew who he was, but she knew who she was also. She knew that her daughter was not just a girl that had made bad decisions. She knew that her daughter was not just a girl that had fell in with the wrong crowd. She knew that there was a deep internal problem in her. Said, my daughter, she is grievously vexed with the devil. She knew, amen, that she needed to get that out front.
Right.
She knew she didn't need to sugarcoat it. She needed to get real with the Lord, amen. And bring that, because you know, it's pretty humiliating for us to have families to stand up and say, hey, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil in public for everybody to hear. Because we'd rather say it's somebody else's fault.
Right.
We'd rather account it to something else. Because we know that most folks is immediately going to look it up and say, man, You did a bad job of raising your kid.
Right.
Man, what did you do? What was going on? Those thoughts go, we know that. How? Because we have them too.
Right.
And she knew that was going to be thought of her. And she come to Jesus just like that and throw all that stuff out there. She knew to come to Jesus. Now I tell you, we hear come to Jesus meetings, but how often do we have a come to Jesus meeting? We know. We say, man, we need an old-fashioned, old-time come to Jesus meeting. I said, yeah, we do. But yet, how many in that meeting will really come to Jesus?
Wow.
How many will throw down, amen, everything, so that they can expose themselves as having a problem that they cannot fix and that they cannot handle and that they cannot do anything about except, amen, implore, amen, Jesus to work on their behalf. How many does that happen? Hey, everybody knows it works. I've heard coaches in our area. They say, what happened to your team? Why did you have a great turnaround? Well, we went in at halftime and we had a come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah.
Coaches in our area.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. In our area. But yet them coaches don't come to Jesus.
Yeah.
But they know coming to Jesus causes a change in people.
Right.
They know it. It's been handed down from generation to generation, even to those who have not experienced anything maybe outside of salvation.
Yeah.
And there's more to it than just experiencing salvation.
Right.
They knew it. She come to Jesus. She had more sense than a person, amen, that was born in the right place, in the right heritage, and it had been handed down the right word of God and the truth, amen, as it was. She had more sense than them, or they'd have been a long line right there.
Right.
As soon as Jesus showed up, that line would have been long, amen. Huh? Don't forget me, Lord.
Right.
Been like the thief on the cross. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. We are,
right.
Whether we like it or not, the Bible says even a child is known by his actions.
Right.
Yeah, amen. I understand we're not. We're justified by works. But faith without works is dead. If your faith won't move you to come to Jesus, what kind of faith do you have?
Right.
How rich is it? It's not anything. It's not anything that we call great spiritual to be able to come to Jesus. But my friend, it is spiritual to come to Jesus. It takes a work of God. Why do I keep going over that? Because tonight somebody needs some help and they will not come to Jesus. Tonight, God wants to help somebody in this room. We're worried about them that ain't here. He's got this for you that are here.
Yes.
It ain't for them that ain't here.
Right.
It's for you that are here.
Right.
He tailored this and put it in my heart for you. Because He knows you need some help tonight. And He's given an illustration here. You can get help from the Lord. He does have help. The question is, He's here tonight. He's in our coast. What are we going to do?
Right.
Are we going to be a fan and just observe? Are we going to participate in this work? Ain't going to be easy because you're going to find out. You might have to be, just an old dog to have faith that impresses the Lord to move.
Right.
Just a dog can have more faith than most folks. Just a dog. We don't think about that.
Yeah.
But it is what impressed the Lord.
Right.
A dog. Then you call me a dog? No. But by the time you get through looking at that book and it looking at you, you'll understand you're just an old dog. You'll understand you're just a dog. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. You learn a lot from a dog about yourself.
Right.
Or Jesus would never use that for an illustration in His Word.
Right.
He never put that in there for any other reason except to help us see who we are and see who He is.
Right.
Came and she cried out unto Him. She didn't whisper it, amen.
Right.
She didn't slip her hand up and she didn't slip out of her seat, but she came and she cried unto Him.
Right.
Man, I was preaching in a service in the jail one time, little old bitty jail, but it was packed. plumb full of people. There was about room for about 7 or 8, and there's 20-something people in there. It's hot, and it's sweaty, and it stunk, amen, because men stink, amen. That's how it is. I was sitting there preaching, and one guy hollered out, and he fell down on his face prostrate. This was the roughest and the meanest guy in that jailhouse. He fell down in there, and he cried out unto the Lord to have mercy on him. And everybody in that room was affected by what he done, by what Jesus did for him, by how that he was moved to do that, and how that the Lord met him on that floor in that ugly place with the uneducated word, didn't know nothing about the Bible, didn't know nothing about the Lord, but he knew he was there and he knew he needed help. He knew the ugly words. And my friend, I saw the Lord of heaven reach down and touch him.
Yeah.
I saw him go down one way and come up another way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw his temperament change. His countenance change. His attitude change. All in one fell swoop. But he cried out unto the Lord. And he confessed, not about his daughter. Not about his friend. But he confessed he's eat up with it.
Right.
And he made it pretty explicit. The only way he knew how. But it put something down on the inside of her changing. And here's what happened to this lady though. When she came and did all of that, absolutely nothing happened in her life. How many times have I been told, well, preacher, you don't understand. I did what you're talking about one time. I come and I cried out and I made a spectacle out of myself. Let me tell you what happened in my life. Nothing happened in my life. Nothing. I said, so you mean because something didn't happen the first time you done it, you quit? There might be somebody in here tonight that quit. Because they didn't get an answer.
Right.
He answered her not a word. Is that what the book said?
Right.
Verse 23, but he answered not a word. How about that?
Right.
How many times do folk give up? Because, well, preacher, I didn't get a word from the Lord. So, what else have you got to do besides look for one?
Right.
What else have you got that's that important?
Right.
Amen. How many times have you done other things and didn't get no result and went back and done the exact same thing?
Right, yeah.
How many times have you said, well, you got to keep trying. Practice makes perfect. How many times does that happen? How many times do we get mad and sell up? Pout on God.
Right.
Because he answered not a word. Here's what she done. She drove all the disciples. She drove the church nuts. Because she needed help. When you need help, you'll drive people nuts. If you're looking for it, you'll drive them nuts.
Right.
Amen. I mean, the last few weeks I've dealt with a person. Amen. And I didn't know when they were going to call, how they were going to show up. It drove me nuts again. Why? Because they hadn't got an answer from the Lord and they still needed help.
Yeah.
Is that what the book said? And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. I wonder how many folks has got run out of church because they asked too many questions. I wonder how many folks has got run out of church because they had too many needs. I wonder how many folks has got run out of our lives because they had questions we didn't have no answer for. They had needs we couldn't meet. We have no explanation to give them. Lord, can you get rid of this problem? Oh, we'd never admit that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many times has the very one that God is going to use been too big a problem for us?
Mm.
How many times has that haunted us? And the disciples even came to Jesus and said, hey, get this woman out of here. She's nuts.
Yeah.
And she's driving us nuts. And we don't know what to do with her. I'm glad that the Lord answered was not like that they thought it would be and not like she thought it would be. And he verified what she already thought. Brother Danny used me for an example this morning. He said, are you righteous according to every point of the law? And immediately I said, no. I already know that by my works. But I know that through the blood, all that the Lord sees is the Son in whom He is well pleased. I know that.
Right.
I know that. But I tell you, you're still going to have to deal with this thought. And it's going to get verified in the Word of God.
Right.
It's going to get verified what you really are. And He says, but He answered and said, ain't sent, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh my. I tell you, when you keep crying out, you might hear something that you not want to hear. Do you know I've got about as much help from preaching that brought an answer I didn't want to hear as I have from what I did want to hear?
Right.
From preachers I didn't like very much because of their method. And because of their mechanic, and because of what they would say and do, it hurt to the core to hear some things about myself. Now, I didn't come to you. I come only to the lost sheep of Israel. You ain't in this deal. Oh, yeah. It's easy to find out where you stand according to the Word of God. And sometimes the Lord will tell you Himself. Sometimes it won't be through someone else. But here's how she responded. And here's the question, how will you respond? When you don't get an answer, and then when you do hear a word, it's a word that disqualifies you from the help of Jesus. She's mixed race. She's a woman. And verified from the Lord, I only was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. What will we do? When we hear that there's no chance for help from the Lord. I think that the Bible gives us an illustration of how to respond when you don't get the answer that you're looking for. When you don't get the help that you're looking for. And how the Lord responds to a simple thing called worship. A lost art amongst God's people. Worship. 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 When you all boil it down, we was created to worship the Lord.
Right.
We was created
Amen.
To illustrate His goodness and His grace and His love and His mercy. Here's what she done. I'm going to read it, make sure I get it right. Then came she. She come again. And this time she came, as the Bible says, and worshiped Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't you glad? Some folks say, well, you know, this one can't worship and that one can't worship. Well, a man that was eat up with a legion of devils came and worshiped Him. Amen.
Right.
And this lady come and she was equated with a dog and not no help. And she hadn't got an answer. She was driving everybody nuts in the church. But she drove them nuts a little bit more because she did what they would not do. She came. She got up from where she was at. And she moved to a different place. Amen.
Yeah,
she was moved, and that illustrates worship. Amen. When you're moved out of your place of comfort, when you're moved to come to Jesus, that illustrates worship. Amen. We have all these formulas to define worship. But here's how she worshiped. Worship Him. This was the word that she used. Hey, help me, Lord. How can that be worship? In our mind, that ain't worship. In the book's mind, it's worship.
Right.
You can find it in the book. Amen. You worship Him. This is what she said, Lord, help me. In other words, the same thing that she's been doing to the church, and she's doing to Jesus, and she drove Him nuts, worshiping Him, saying, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. That does make people nervous.
Right.
When you get up and you ain't had a word from the Lord that would encourage anybody.
Right.
And you get up and you go ahead and you're a misfit and you don't belong and you don't look right. Amen. Nothing seems right outwardly. But you worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to word it like we think. In front of God and everybody.
Yeah.
Right out in front of God and everybody. But a spectacle of herself. Worship Him crying out, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
Do you know you worship the Lord?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just about anybody here can say, Lord, help me.
Right.
Help me. Glory. Hey, that's all about. I think that's about all I can. When I was saved about 3 o'clock in the morning on May 14th, 1995, out in the middle of an old coal dark barn. And somehow or another, all hope was ripped away, but not all hope, because I fell on my face and cried out and never even thought about doing that before. That's all I know I can tell you, say, help me.
Yeah. All right.
That was never much in our eyes. When I walked out of that place, it ain't never been back to that place.
Amen. Amen.
Folks say, well, you know, Brother Terrell, he'll do that again. Well, that might be true, but I don't think so. Help me. Worshiping the Lord.
Right.
Now, I come, first time I could see the entrance, I seen worship break out of them. What in the world am I supposed to do? What in the world? I want in on it, but I don't know what to do. Right. I don't know what to say. I've never seen nothing like that before. Right. Ain't nothing like that happens where I'm from. And then you might go over with the Pentecostals or the Assembly of God, and they might worship the Lord a little bit. But in the Baptist church, hold on.
Right.
It was stories. Amen.
Right.
Ain't gonna mean nothing, anything. Lord, help me! Oh my, they'd run you out the door real fast.
Yep.
Right. And amen, I'll talk to everybody. What's the word in here? You don't know, amen, he ain't even supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I walked in there with my overalls the first time I went to church. I go, oh, amen. I walked in there, amen, my work clothes, and sit down. I started acknowledging the word of God. Every head in there just looked at me. I thought, oh, wow, what have I done wrong?
Yeah.
I didn't understand all the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
We implode on everybody. You think they want rules and regulations for this woman?
Oh, sure.
Right.
She broke the law.
Yeah.
Lord, help me. How are you going to worship the Lord?
Mm.
Lord, help me. Here's what he rewarded her with. The Bible said this. He answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Now the Lord, he must have come from Duster. Amen. Because he didn't brag on you, amen, like that. You're a dog. He called her a dog. How many of y'all would stay here tonight getting called a dog?
Mm. Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference. You don't need to answer me. But you might need to answer the Lord.
Yeah.
Could you handle him calling you a dog?
Mm.
That'll get you kicked out of every political place that there is.
Yeah.
Now, they can look at you and hear you even think that. Amen.
Right.
That's Jesus, the perfect one. The one with no flaw.
Right.
The one with no sin. The one with no iniquity. The one in whom there is no darkness. Amen. No thought of sin. Amen. For he knew no sin. And this is how he taught. Preacher, you can't talk like that. Well, I know the Lord did.
Right.
And that's why they throw this book away.
That's right.
They're going to talk to you. Well, you know, I can't give you what's supposed to go to the children. Because the dogs don't eat our food from the table. I know, that ain't a shout out deal, is it?
Right.
That's a deal where you're going to have to think on that.
Right.
God's already put it down there where you're going to have to listen to that. You may reject it. You may not want to think on it. But my friend, if we don't ever get to that place, how in the world is grace ever going to be amazing to us?
Right.
How in the world is he going to be our song, our story, our witness, our glory?
Right.
If we don't get to that place. How then? We won't. Won't happen. We got to get down there where it's at. They want to talk about where the rubber meets the road. And they'll give you some long psychological dissertation, amen, that the principles and the precepts is correct about, except for one thing. You can't do it.
Right.
But he can.
Yeah.
Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, here's what she said. And she said truth, capital T. Again, she knew more than the Pharisee. She knew that the truth was there. And that the truth was more than a fact. The truth is a person. And His name is Jesus. And He is the way also. And He is the life also. And she said, truth, Lord. But here's what I know about you. Yet the dog eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. My, my, my. I tell you, we think that's a bad thing. But when you get crumbs from the master's table, you ain't getting just any old crumbs. You're getting crumbs, amen, from the one who created everything out of nothing, amen. The one that can still do whatever that He wants to do. The one who owns everything that there is to own. The one that's over every principality and power, whether they be in heaven or in earth. The one, amen, who anything that He's got is perfect and it's pure and it's powerful, amen. Everything He's got. A crumb off the table of the master is a great thing. When my dogs get a crumb off the table, they'll do this right here. They'll make circles. Amen. They'll run around. They'll smile ear from ear. They're happy with a crumb off the master's table. Just a crumb.
Right.
That's the way a crumb ought to do us. Just a crumb. We couldn't handle the whole deal anyway.
Right.
Can you imagine what it'd be like if He gave us a full portion?
Yeah.
Why, there ain't no telling. Amen. I'd probably just fall over and die on the spot. Because I get excited over one little crumb that no simple boy can see.
Right.
No simple boy can have for his own.
Yeah.
It ain't just a story.
Yeah. Right.
But it's a reality.
Yeah.
That God has done that. Richard Danny said last night, it may not come today, but if you'll keep looking, it will come. You never know what the Master's got on His table. And that crumb that you need, amen, that'll get you to a place to where you never dreamed that you'd go. You could fall off that one day.
Amen.
If you're under the Master's table.
Yes.
If you don't mind being the dog. Here's what happened. Verse 28, then Jesus answered. You know, He did a lot of answering. You ever had that many answers? We like to sing that song, someday we'll know it all. What about just getting a little bit of it here?
Yeah.
Just a tiny taste. Jesus give you one little answer, change everything in your entire life.
Right.
What is that answer? Then Jesus answered and said unto her, Oh, woman. I bet she is bracing herself, don't you? Oh, woman. Here's what I hear. Oh, Terrell.
Yeah.
Oh, Terrell.
Yeah.
My, such a long time I've been speaking, and you still ain't heard it. My, I've been in your presence, and still you ain't heard it. That's how I hear it. You may not hear it that way.
Right.
That's how I hear it. Oh, it's personal. It's personal to that woman.
Right.
Oh, but it's just that oh, that's emotion.
Yep. Right.
That's emphasis. And we look at that oh and just keep right on motoring along. Mm-hmm. Oh, what you got to say? Oh, woman. My, you can get in trouble sometimes when you say that.
Yeah.
Oh, woman.
Yeah.
Oh, woman. I wonder how I know that.
Yeah.
Wonder how I know that can cause trouble in your life. Oh, woman. Because that's with an attitude.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus don't speak mechanical.
Right.
He speaks real.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. Oh, man, I can hear that. I hear it all the time. Oh, Terrell. Man, what am I going to do with you, son?
Yeah.
You idiot. Amen. Oh, yeah. We don't like admit those things, but I hear that a lot.
Right.
Oh, woman. Here's what he said. Great is thy faith.
Yeah. Right.
Now this is Jesus speaking. This is not the disciples. Amen.
Right.
This is not coming out of thin air. Right. This is coming straight from the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, woman. She's all braced herself up. Here's what he said. Oh, woman. Great is thy faith.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great is thy faith. From someone who everybody was sick of.
Right.
They wanted her gone. They wanted her out of there. They had all of her that they could stand. And Jesus steps up and says, oh, woman, great is thy faith. The very one we discount. The very one we don't look at. The very one we don't want to be like that. He steps up and says, oh, great is thy faith. There's only one other that he said that to. And it was a Gentile too. And he was a centurion. Great is thy faith. Two times he said that. It never was to a lost sheep of Israel, but it was to a Gentile both times. A man and a woman. Each one can have great faith. If you're a commendation from the Lord, I believe that just being an old dog will be alright. Getting a crumb off that table will be alright. We'd love for the Lord to speak that to us, but we love it enough to get in that position. Well, we love it enough to own all that stuff.
Wow.
I just come to it like we really are. Not like we want to be.
Right.
Not all dressed up. Not all pretty. Not all religious. Amen. Not all fixed up. Amen. Not all having our ducks in a row. Having our punctuation correct. But coming just like we are. Man, I know I come from the wrong place. I know I don't fit. But I know who you are.
Right.
And I know this is my problem. I don't even care if you fix me, if you fix my daughter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
God already done a great work because she wasn't being selfish.
That's right.
She was looking for a work for her daughter.
That's right.
That wasn't even for her.
Right.
Sometimes, we think we're humble.
Right.
And then we get humiliated and find out. We weren't as humble as we thought.
Right. Wow.
Yes.
It's hard to be humble if you ain't never been humiliated.
Wow.
Right. Boy, we will fight back against that. You know what that preacher said. As long as it's the Word of God, you'd be all right.
Yeah, amen.
If it's just something he's trying to get you to bow down to, it ain't no good. But if it's the Word of God, oh yeah, it'd be all right.
Right.
That Word of God should humiliate us.
Right.
Because we have to have help being humble. Humble that in there. Oh, woman, great is thy faith. And then the Bible says, immediately her daughter got the help she needed.
Right.
How about that? Ain't that something? I wonder if it helped that lady.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what happened. I wonder, amen. I can tell you what happened. What happened with her was so much that they could not meet all the needs that come to Jesus after that.
Yeah.
They come bringing everybody and their call. Amen.
Yeah.
Every need that they come dragging us to Jesus. Oh, we heard what happened, amen. We need some of that right now.
Yeah. Amen.
Church, that's what the world's looking for, is help.
Yeah.
If you let God help you, that's your witness. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what draws people. That's what they're drawn to. It's somebody that got some help that did not deserve it.
Amen.
Somebody, amen. Jesus spoke with them. Jesus helped them. Jesus is in the building. But they talk about, well, what somebody else had. What I heard was Jesus with them. And I wondered what Jesus was doing. I want to know unexplainable words. I want to know miracles happening down inside of my soul.
Even it up.
Now I was willing to listen to whatever they had to say.
Yeah.
Made no difference.
Right.
I never thought I'd have what I got. There's much more than that. I never thought I'd have this.
Yes. Right.
I'm not.
Wow.
All I did was just look for a little help from the Lord.
Yes.
Just a crumb worth of help. Mm. Just a crumb worth of help. That changed your whole community.
Right.
Whether they come here or not, won't matter. They'll still be looking.
for Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is in the house. It gets noise.
Wrong.
Right. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So church, tonight, somebody needs some help. Either for themselves, for a family member, for a friend. But most of the time it's for ourselves.
Right.
We're broken. We're bruised. We're hurt. We don't know what to do about it. That's what to do about it, is to bring it to Jesus.
Amen.
Tell it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. He'll always answer you right. It may not come when you think, but it will come.
Yes.
If you'll just come to Jesus.
Amen.
Say, preacher, that puts it on works. Oh, no. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. But when he gives you the power to come, you better come.
Right.
Because if you don't come, ain't nothing going to happen. That many times, if we went home wondering, man, I wonder if he'd do that for me. Man, I wonder. There was many a time I wondered. Man, before I ever preached with any touch on me, I'd study and I'd look and I'd have everything lined out. And believe it or not, I used to have everything outlined, documented. 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, D, and F, amen. Had it all done like that, but there wasn't no unction. There wasn't no touch. And then one day all of a sudden, boom! That's what I was looking for right there.
Yeah.
That little crumb came, and that's the only crumb I look for now. I still got it all looked at. Hey, a lot of folks think I ain't looked at none of that stuff. I've looked. But I know until you get Jesus working in there, all that stuff ain't going to make much difference.
Right.
Church, if you want a difference tonight, he's here.
Yes.
This is his invitation.
Yeah.
You to come. He's at your coast. He's not at Tyree and Sidon tonight. He's here at New Hope Baptist Church in Elizabeth, Louisiana. That's his invitation. He's here. He's here. What will we do? Do we need help bad enough to come? Let's pray. Father, we're thankful today for your goodness and mercy. Lord, I pray you'd help your church. I sure do love you tonight. I sure do thank you for all that you've done. Lord, I know that you're standing in need of help tonight.